Welcome, everyone, to the Curious Intention podcast, where Carol and I, well, we're going to be having a lot of conversations around being curious and the power that comes when we practice intentionally being curious about things we may not know all the answers to. And these curiosities could be anything from spiritual aspects to psychological aspects, anything that might just help tip the scale for us to have a little brighter life and more full and rich, because I've been doing what I've been doing not for too long, but I do feel that I've experienced a lot. I have a lot of knowledge, and I'm not foolish enough to think that I know it all. And just to be in the question of inquiry about lots of different topics. So I connected, and I'll invite her in a second. I connected with Carol, and she's very similar to me in a lot of ways in the fact that she questions a lot of topics. And so we thought, what better way to introduce ourselves and to kind of share things that we're passionate about and things that honestly we both have a lot of questions about, and just to bring it to people that might benefit from our conversations. So Carol, welcome to our show. It's not my show, it's our show.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. That's what we want to do, right? We want to get really curious about things. And every time we talk, it feels like it's magic. It really does. How many times have I said to you we should have recorded
all the time.
Every time.
Exactly, yeah.
Every time we talk.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to get that across, right? That's the point, is to get that across, the our curiousness about things, like not being stuck in, you know, right, wrong, or whatever, but just getting really curious about things.
And curiosity is such a broad term. You know, curiosity killed the cat. Get curious about this. Get curious about this. I'm wondering, people that are listening that don't know you or I personally, if they'd be curious about how we met. Do you want to tell them how we met?
Absolutely. Because I think it's a really good story. So you were teaching on a subject that I was interested in, which was what you do, right? Life coaching.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to learn some more about that because I was curious about what the difference is between being a therapist as I am and you're a life coach. And so I listened to you, and then you challenged us to something in that class, right? Mm-hmm. You challenged us to state to other people like what it is that we want to see ourselves looking like in the future. I forgot if it was 5 years or 1 year. I think you kind of challenged us in both of those areas.
It was the concept of acting as if you've already accomplished or achieved what it is that you wanted to achieve, and then go around and tell somebody as if you've already achieved it. Maybe you want to be an author, or maybe you want to be a speaker and travel the world. And the task was to go around and introduce yourselves as if you haven't seen somebody for years and tell them what you're up to, and then talk as if you've already achieved whatever it is you wanted to achieve.
Right. So what I wanted to introduce, and what I did, is I introduced myself as an author that had written her book. And, you know, it's in the future. I had written several books, and I was really excited about that new change in me. But in reality, I hadn't written the book. And so when you challenged that, and I ended up speaking to somebody next to me who I ended up hiring later. It's kind of a funny story. But the point was, this book I had written 6 years ago, and I hadn't published it. And so when you said that, it kind of really challenged me. And so we made an appointment to talk, and that's what we did. We talked and consulted, and next thing I know, I put my money where my mouth was, and I hired you.
Yeah.
And then you started challenging some of the concepts that I had about my book. And so you want to go into that a little further?
Well, yeah, first of all, I just want to say that I so admire you as a client. When we only worked together for what, a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything that we talked about, everything that you said you were up to, I pulled from what you really wanted, and what you really wanted was this book to be complete.
Yeah.
And almost everything that I recall that you said you really wanted to do, you did. You were on it. But before you were completely on it, there was a lot of, well, naturally, any endeavor that we try to do creatively, a lot of fear and kind of scarcity and you're wanting to write a book. And I remember very, very clearly, I was so nervous about sharing that one line that we talk about often. That was a pivotal point for you, but I'm glad that I did share that line with you. Do you remember what that line was?
Of course I remember that line. Well, I'm trying to remember the exact way you said it, but it was basically that I would be selfish if I didn't write the book. But the way it led up to that is you asked me, what was the point to writing the book? And I said I wanted to make a difference in one person's life. That really was what had been occurring to me from day one. And that's when you said, you know, that I would be selfish if I didn't do that. Well, most people would respond like, what? You know, how can you say that? But for me, it was like, oh, you're right. Like, I totally got that. I mean, I still totally get that. It has changed. It shifted my life.
When I called you selfish.
Yes. Thank you for calling me selfish, by the
You're
way.
You're welcome.
Yes. So when you did that, that's what changed things for me. And that book was done in 2.5 weeks, and I ended up rewriting the majority of it.
So you paid me money just to have me tell you that you're selfish.
Yes. Paid you to insult me. That's awesome. Yeah.
No, but just to help other people understand, I had some background information from Carol, knowing that she had done a lot of trainings, a lot of workshops in transformation. She has her degree and she is a very successful therapist. And so I felt that that one statement could have gone either way. but knowing her, I trusted that sharing that concept with her, she would be able to hear in a way that would propel her forward rather than put her back. I wouldn't share that concept with everyone because I don't think everybody would be able to hear that.
But did you completely trust that? I mean, you really didn't know me that well.
No, I did not.
You did take a leap of faith.
Absolutely.
I think. Yeah.
I was at a different office at the time, and I remember sitting there and I was looking at some of my notes and I was listening to you and I was like, oh, should I say this? Should I not? And I remember a coach, I read a lot, and one of the things the coach said, be willing to tell people what no one else will tell them.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to frustrate you or make you upset, but I wanted to possibly help you be able to see that your message not getting out to the world would have been a greater disservice than service. And saying it in a way that would kind of jar you just a little bit to get you kind of unstuck, because that's what coaching is all about.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if jar was the word for me. It was epiphany, or I don't know. It was just really cool for me because I don't know. I like to hear this kind of stuff. You know, I talk about feedback all the time. I like to hear feedback. A lot of people don't want to hear feedback, but I do.
And I think it'd be a good topic for us to talk about what feedback actually is. Maybe not right now, but in the future podcast, like, you know, all information is feedback. And to be able to understand that and just look at it as neutral and we either take it on or we don't is a powerful concept. But I think just for this particular show, I want to help people understand a little bit about your background, my background, and more or less what the purpose of us truly coming together is. Because I'm excited about it. I'm nervous about it. But I'm very much optimistic about what we're going to be able to create and help other people with. And yeah, so why don't you tell us just a little bit about some key things that you think would be helpful for other people to know if they don't know you at all?
Well, when you were just talking right now, it made me think about like all the transformational trainings I've been involved with for like 7 years. I mean, that's again like one of those big words. But just
what, transformation?
Being different, right? Yeah. So I've always been willing to learn, like to learn.
And challenging yourself.
And challenging myself.
Right.
So that's kind of what I've been about. And part of that has been becoming a therapist and helping others, you know, with their issues. But for me, I'm all about learning all the time. And I am a mom and, you know, there's many other things that I'm involved with. But and we like this word and instead of but, so I'm going to switch it up on you and we'll explain that in the future. But the point is that, you know, just to keep learning and growing and just discovering who I am and who I want to continue for people to see me as. So what about you?
Well, before we get there, I want to just touch base real quick on why we're calling this podcast Curious Intentions, and then we can talk about me. Yeah. So we got together, and I think, like we said, I supported Carol for, it was a month, right? And then mm-hmm. after that, I never know what's quite possible. But if I had to guess, I didn't necessarily anticipate you would be done so soon with your book, which is amazing.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
I know. My eyes, like, I almost went blind, just so you know. I literally couldn't see at night. I'm not kidding you.
Because
I was looking at the computer for so long and working so hard that at night they would, like, my family would try to help me up the stairs.
So maybe you were in that, like, what Chechnya talks about, being in the flow state after
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you completed your book in a month, and then I was doing some events and you came and participated and saw me interacting and creating the events. And then we texted and said, hey, let's create a podcast. And then I said, brilliant. What do you want to do a podcast about? And you're like, I'm not quite sure, but we just need to talk and have discussions. So we not grappled, but we played around with some concepts and ideas, and we really, this is my experience, kind of narrowed it down to, I don't know, mm-hmm. you don't know
yeah.
what we don't know. And yet at the same time, we're very curious mm-hmm. about a lot of different things. And just being curious alone has a profound effect mm-hmm. on our lives. Yeah. For example, when I or anybody else thinks, oh yeah, I know, I'm going to walk into this situation, this is going to happen, this person is this way, there's no other way, he's this or that, whatever the case is, it limits our ability to connect and to see things from a different paradigm. And so when we were talking about it, it was like coming up with all these different titles, and I wanted to make sure that it was authentic and talking about being curious. And so we took the word intention and we combined that, because curious intentions, when we come from a place of, I want to get curious about whatever this is, you know, it could be, I've done some work with people in relationships where they've been together for years and years and years, and all of a sudden, because, you know, if you're living in the moment, everything is new all over again. Mm. And to help them see and get curious all over again, like who's in front of them, what's in front of them, can dramatically shift and open up their world if mm-hmm. they have the intention to be curious mm-hmm. and to be in that space of the I don't know mind.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And I'm also thinking that we had, every time we talked, it just seemed like it was like magic. And that's, I think, when we started talking about, we should be recording this. My goodness. Like it just feels, I don't know. I learned something every time, but it wasn't about learning. It was just about experiencing in the moment. And we struggled with the name for a while, or kept, I think it was like an organic shift, you know, that we finally came up with Curious Intentions. Mm-hmm. But, and then eventually it's like we started owning it. Like, and then I started using that in my practice. I mean, it just really, like you said, in relationships, oh my gosh. You know, if people get curious instead of deciding that they know what the other person's going to say.
Right.
Oh, wow. Has that been really powerful for me?
It opens up possibilities more than you would ever imagine possible. And just since this is the first one and the get-go, at times I know I can come across as if, well, I might seem to know it or whatever the case is. That's not the space I want to come from. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes am not aware, and sometimes I am. But my invitation to you is just to gently pull me out of that space if I ever come from the I know whatever because I've educated, licensed, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But especially in this space and the space outside of here, is to just remind me, and it, well, just me, I guess, in this context, that I don't know. And just to kind of be in the question on a regular basis, I think yeah. is really, really valuable. Because, you know, like Viktor Frankl once said, who I just love, and I think the quote goes something like this: between a stimulus and a response is a space. And in that space, we have the power to choose. Mm. And in that power to choose lies our ability to create freedom. And I'm paraphrasing because it's not probably 100%. Mm-hmm. But just that, like, in that space between a stimulus and a response. And in that space is the ability just to choose. And yet, if we think we know everything, we don't really have the ability to choose when you really think about it.
You just gave me chills. Oh. And you've said this before many times. It could be it's cold in here. I don't know. But it's just like I felt it deeper this time you said that.
What was your experience?
Well, I was just thinking the choice to have freedom. Wow. What the heck? I mean, that's wonderful. I want freedom. And if it's choices that get you there, I want to understand that more. You know, definitely I want to get curious more about that quote, because it's still, every time you tell me it, I hear it differently each time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I've read that quote and I've done the best I could to memorize it, and it's powerful. And yet if I step back and I'm just being and sharing the quote, then I kind of get chills as if I'm listening to me, even though I'm the one saying it. And I'm not saying that from an egoic stance. It's just like, sometimes it's so profound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about quotes, and because they take just a lot of reality and consolidate it down to something really quite simple.
Right.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
So, we've been talking about quotes, and I have a quote that I keep in my office that...
Yeah, you told me about that one.
I believe that I have memorized.
You do have it memorized. You told me that so many times.
Of course I do, because it's Dr. Seuss, for starters. I mean, you know, it just makes me think like a little kid. But it's, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. I love that, because I think I didn't have that voice. Like, I didn't trust that I could deal with people's reactions to things. And I love the way he says that, you know, I can say it and those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. To me, that's so powerful. And to have a voice and to be able to just be as authentic with my voice as possible, it's not going to be the same thing you're going to say. But to me, we all need that.
Yeah.
And so many of us bite our tongue.
And that was a book written for kids, right?
Well, no, that's just a quote.
Oh,
it's
Dr. Seuss wrote kids.
Well, yeah, he wrote kids' books,
yeah.
But he also wrote that quote. And when I heard that, I just had to have a plaque made in my office.
So, what did that quote do for you specifically?
Well, it in a nutshell talks about who I strive to be, strive to teach my clients to be. It's about just speaking without worrying about what somebody else's reaction is. So for me, it was really powerful to learn to have that voice. It took me a long time to get there.
Now, do you have that voice?
Yeah.
Or is it still a practice for you?
No, I have that voice. I pretty much have that voice. Yeah. I say things sometimes to people that surprise me. Like I say it because I need to be authentic. And you know what? Sometimes they stay and sometimes they go. 99% stay, but occasionally, you know, then that they're not supposed to be there. That's fine. You know, maybe they disagree with me, which I have no problem with. I mean, I can agree to disagree, not a problem. But, you know, maybe it's going to be too harsh for them, like your comment about me being selfish. You know, I took that as powerful, what I call data, you know, input or whatever you want to say. I could have gone either way, but to me, that was your voice, and I was paying for it, so I better listen.
And, you know, it's interesting because depending on where we are, one of the tenets that I come from that I heard a long time ago that seems true for me is that everything in life is developmental, emotionally, psychologically, physically, biologically, everything is developmental. And so depending on where we are, I am, you are, other people that we're working with, meeting them at where they are on their journey, on their specific level of development, is so crucial. And if you study any of the greats, any of the people that have done extraordinary things, the coaching at that level is incredibly different than the coaching and the therapy that would happen at a lower level of development. And that there's no qualifications of one being better or not. It's just like, if you have a two-year-old is not better or worse than a 50-year-old. It's just they're the time, the maturity, it's just at a different place. But at that higher level, the differences that make the change are often so, so small. Tony Robbins is often considered the father of motivation. Well, he hates being called that, but of coaching, the coaching world. And he met a plastic surgeon, and the plastic surgeon was helping people become very, very beautiful. And what they found was that the only difference really between a beautiful symmetrical face and a non-symmetrical face, or something that's a little less than what we would consider favorable, was like a millimeter here and a millimeter there.
Yeah.
So small. And the concept is also true when you, I forget there's a name for it, but it's basically when you open up like my watch here, and if it's a, you know, fairly decent watch, you take it apart. If you put the smallest amount of pressure on the smallest movable part, that makes the whole watch dysfunctional. Mm. And so for me, I don't know what's necessarily going to land for anyone. I don't know what's going to land for you. Mm. I don't know what's going to land for the people that come to see me, but I do know that sometimes it's the smallest little movement that can make the biggest difference. And so for the sake of this podcast, just sharing, you know, some of this stuff might be regarded as, yeah, that's common sense. And yet at the same time in my own life, some of the stuff that we'll talk about or that we might review is, yeah, it's review. But at the same time, it's helpful to review and to rehearse and to practice, whether it's a ritual or a way of connecting or a way of being. It's just very, very helpful to focus on just sometimes little small things that can be a life altering experience. And so this podcast for me is not necessarily going to be super life shattering, but then again, it could be, right? Who knows? But just being in the question of being curious. So I want to kind of wrap back around, and then I'll let you share about my experience. So I always thought I wanted to be a psychologist because I wanted to help people, until I found out that a lot of what psychologists did was a lot of testing, and I wasn't really about being a psychometrics and assessment and testing. And so I just wanted to help people. So I got my degree in social work. And after I got my degree in social work, then I got my master's, and then I became licensed in social work and worked with so many different populations, from severely abused children to chronically mentally ill to working in hospice, outpatient mental health clinics, prison and jail, and so much. And then I always loved helping people, but then I decided I wanted to, once I got my license, was to still do some of that, but also do some coaching. And coaching, in a nutshell, is helping people put in place a future that they want and be able to create it. And therapy is more of a curative, more healing, more undoing some of the trauma that people have experienced. And because of my background in therapy and with all the different clients that I've worked with, I think it gives me a little bit of a different approach and perspective, because I can understand where somebody might be psychologically or developmentally and be able to just push them just a little bit beyond what they're currently comfortable with, because that's what growth is all about. And that's what really makes people, in my opinion, happy and feel productive and all the rest, when we're actually growing. And yeah, that's, I've been talking a lot, so.
It's okay. So we're going to have the different perspectives. Like, you're going to have, coming from the life coach perspective, I'm coming from more of a therapeutic perspective, but we're really just coming from a human perspective.
Yeah, right? Which is brilliant, because you and I can talk shop about therapy all day long.
We could.
Yeah. And and that be a context. And then coaching, you've been in lots of transformational workshops and trainings and stuff.
A lot.
And so that's why we're really coming together to share, you know, because I don't know about you, Carol, but the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know.
Yeah.
And the I don't know mind is almost synonymous with being, you know, curious.
Yeah. I kind of feel like we meet in the transformational training part of the thing, because it's like the, there is the life coach part of you and the therapist part of me, but in a way that we're about being transforming in our lives and open to that and curious and all those subjects and how, you know, we're going to land in the moment about what we think about that thing, that it could shift, you know, at any time,
yeah.
Which is kind of cool because it doesn't have to stay the same. It can change as we change, which is, you know, to me, that's like, that's the freedom or the choice with that quote that you were saying.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
So I'm curious.
Yes.
About what?
Oh, gosh.
What your, just in this moment, unscripted, unedited, just in this moment, what your intention is for us to create our podcast. What is your overall intention?
I just want to get, I intend to get curious about many subjects and see if I form an opinion,
yeah,
based on what we're talking about. Because whatever it is, I am coming from the I don't know place. So anything that we're discussing, I don't know. Will I form an opinion? Will I change my mind? Will I have an opinion to start with, but and then start to see it differently? I don't know. But I would also like to help others to come from that curious place. So I guess that's what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. So for me, there is a lot of different views, vantage points, theological, you know, ideological constructs in which we can see the world.
Yeah.
And I am so fascinated, interested to understand how people came to be and do what they're doing and being in the world.
Yeah.
And so as we kind of move forward, it's like bringing in concepts that maybe you and I both studied in school that,
sure,
maybe other people don't have the opportunity to get that education. And it's not that we're better or worse. It's just that maybe the concepts we can talk about and just kind of explore them and not be necessarily attached to them, but
yes,
like talk about things like the fact about how we often teach people how to treat us, and
yes,
what is a boundary, really. I know I struggle with that at times. Like boundaries and that sort of stuff. And
oh my goodness, I feel like I could do 5 at least podcasts on that subject alone,
on boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know you're big on the stories that we tell ourselves.
Yes.
Right. And I'm big on, I love the work of Brené Brown as well as Byron Katie. It's like 2 B words. But one of them is, especially Byron Katie, she talks about, and I pull from her a lot, that our mind is like a projector.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about, well, whatever we have in our mind, Wayne Dyer talks about it too, that we'll project onto the outside world and we'll say that it's this person or that person, but in reality, it's just a mirror of what we have in our own mind. I love that stuff.
And for me, it's like the stories we tell ourselves, like we're going to find proof of that. If we're telling ourselves a story in our head about maybe somebody is doing something, and then we are going to find proof of that. And we're going to take all the other clues that we see,
yeah,
and we're going to shift them. We're going to push them aside and we're going to just say, see, what I thought about that person is right.
Well, yeah, we're going to look for evidence that's going to corroborate. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
It sounds funny. No. Corroborate what we're trying to prove.
Yeah, we are.
However, if we're mindful enough and we're curious enough and we're coming from a place of real seeking what the truth is in this moment, because truth changes for people. There's,
yeah,
I don't know if this is another concept about big T truth versus little T truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it can change on depending on the context for some people. But what it really comes down to for me is I don't even know what we're just talking about. What were we just talking about?
You lost me.
I did
but
too.
You know what? Yeah. The perception is what crossed my mind, is that the perception is that truth. Like I often tell my couples, you know, you're both right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're both right because you both are right. Based on what you're thinking, you're both right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that it's okay to have that thought that about thinking that you're right and that you were proving that story and all that. And they get stuck in that, right?
Yeah, they totally do.
Yeah.
And so part of the work that I do and part of the work that you do is kind of not getting people to believe differently, but get them to look at what they are actually believing. And is that serving them or is it not serving them?
Yeah.
And if it's not serving them, well, we're not going to tell them to believe differently, but maybe just loosening the grip they have on what they feel is the absolute truth. And if it is serving them, then there's no reason for them to kind of let it go and question it.
Yeah. That's where you shift. That's where the magic happens, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, if you can help them to see that there's another way of seeing, 10 different ways of seeing something, wouldn't that be amazing? You could choose whatever way you're looking at it. That's what we're going to get curious about, right?
Yeah.
So if we talk about boundaries, we could come up with 10 different stories, or you with your projector could see 10 different pictures, or however that looks for you. Mm-hmm. And we could pick whichever one we feel in the moment.
Right. And that's why I'm not sure why necessarily, but each person is drawn to whatever they're drawn to in a very unique way. And once you're able to tap into somebody's temperament and what actually is their preferred way of looking at things, their preferred way of making decisions, their preferred way of being in the world, then you can meet them at that place. For example,
sure.
Myers-Briggs, if you're working with somebody who's a thinker and you're trying to get them to feel, you might not be very successful. But
right.
If you're also meeting with somebody who is, I mean, I work with clients all the time who their parents are, maybe they're thinkers, that's how they make decisions, and their young adults are really big feelers.
Sure.
And so they're doing all kinds of things based on how they feel, and the parents are doing things based on how they think. Neither one of them's bad,
yeah.
But it's just the operating system that they're running on.
Right.
But the problem is, if I'm running on Windows and I want you to run on OS or Windows as well,
right.
Then we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
But like if you have a PC and I have a Mac, or it doesn't matter, either way, if I think my computer is better and you think your computer is better, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Call that right fighting.
Yeah, right fighting, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, these are concepts that, I mean, I love talking about. And I think as we're kind of wrapping up, just to get kind of a sense of where we're going, I think is going to be really, really helpful. Is there anything that you would like to kind of, in closing, either recap or share?
Well, we would like feedback, right? Like
yeah, absolutely.
Things that people would like us to get curious about.
Or have a discussion about.
Yeah. So right now.
And there is, for those of you who can't see us, Carol is a female and I'm a male. Carol is, she's been on the earth longer than I have.
Oh boy. Did he really just say that?
This is true though, right? So there's different perspectives.
I don't know. I mean,
you're
16
a mom.
In my mind, so.
Well, that's true. But you have experiences that I don't have, right?
You're a mom. I have an 18, 19, and a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have none of that. So like.
But I would give them to you if you asked.
Well, I'm
so
not sure
know.
I want it
okay,
at this point. But it's brilliant because we come from different perspectives. And
definitely.
I know we've talked about this. I would love at some point, whether it's you and I together or whatever the context is to actually bring other people on and interview
yes,
them
absolutely.
To get different perspective, because we can kind of tend to be myopic in how we view things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just to share kind of different ways of looking at things, different things that we're passionate about. And I mean, that's what I'm really about. But you were talking about feedback.
Right.
So can you share more about that?
Or data or whatever. Well, do we want to give an email address?
Yeah, let's give them your
okay,
email address.
So we're going to give you my email address. That'll probably morph over time. But my email address is email at carol@kissin.com.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't panic. I'm going to spell it for you. Email the @ CAROLAD as in dog, kiss, O-N, @kisson.com.
@kisson.com. Yeah, I didn't really think that. That's pretty, yeah, it's pretty a genius way of saying that.
I just
do you have a website?
I do. It's carol@kissin.com.
Oh, okay. Well, I have one that's going to be updated shortly. By the time this podcast comes out, it will be updated, so I'll just put it out there. My website is mattersofattraction.com, so feel free to check that out. But more importantly, if you have anything that any topics around spirituality, psychology, anything that might help. We're not probably going to go into politics. If we do, it'll be from more of a understanding how this is going to be. This could be fascinating too. Seriously, like understanding how temperament influences the politics that you might be attracted to practicing. So that could be a fun topic.
Wow. Okay.
But we don't have to go there. But it's just, and that's why you're putting it out there, because you want to see what other people might want us to talk about. Like relationships, I love talking about that.
Sure.
Spiritual practices or any kind of concepts, philosophy or otherwise that might be helpful. And we can talk about our own personal experiences and so forth. So that email address is what again?
Oh, it's email@carolatkison.com. And one of the things I was thinking of is that at some point we'll talk about but versus and.
But versus and. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to go into that right now. I just don't think we have the time right. to do that. But sometimes the language choice that we use can make the difference. And when we exchange just one small word, when we replace oftentimes but for and, you can get the same message across, but one is a joining concept and connection, and the other one is discounting and
negating, however.
Yeah. And all that stuff.
Pushing aside. So you ready to get curious?
I was going to say I'm always ready, but that's not true. So in this moment, I'm totally ready to get curious.
Awesome.
So thanks everyone. Let's get curious.
Great. Let's do it.
All right. Have a good one.
See you next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.